This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
More than a month without significant rain in the Northeast, and now the forest fire danger in New Jersey is reaching historic levels.
We have seen a series of wildfires break out up and down our state. And the numbers are frankly staggering.
It was especially frightening when the smoke was so thick and you could smell it everywhere. And I walked out to my car and I saw ashes all over my car.
Hopefully no serious damage has been done. Hopefully my neighbors still have their house. It's been one heck of a night.
We continue on the week in Philly, and it has been incredibly dry across the Delaware Valley for weeks. And although we aren't used to this around here, extreme dry conditions lead to wildfires, and they have become a serious problem in New Jersey. Let's get more on this as we check in with KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty. And Mike, give us the details here. What have fire officials been dealing with lately?
It's been an extremely busy year for forest firefighters. They have seen hundreds since the beginning of October. More than 500, actually. That's more than 1,300% increase from last year. Officials say there have been more than 1,300 wildfires statewide so far this year, and often there's several burning simultaneously. We just had one in the Marlton area, one in Glassboro at the same time, and this was at the same time one in Jackson was winding down, and the one up north was just getting started, and that's the big one right now. It's on the New Jersey-New York border in Passaic County, well out of our coverage area. Area, of course, but that's scorched well over 5,000 acres so far.
There are so many of them. Do people have any idea how these fires started? Obviously, the conditions are prime for this, being it's really dry. But for any of these fires, do officials know what kind of was the spark that led to the blaze?
For some of them, yes. Not all of them, not even close. There have been a few causes released. One man was charged for allegedly using fireworks, which authorities say is what set off the wildfire in Jackson. A teenager is in juvenile detention, accused of deliberately setting a fire in Evesham late last month that burned 52 acres. And of course, many other fires are still being investigated.
Talk a little bit about how unusual a year like this is, because like this past weekend, I live in South Jersey and we woke up to a phone call like from emergency management in the area talking about it's smoky outside. Be careful if you go outside. But I don't ever remember this being a problem on this scale. And I've lived here basically all my life.
I can't remember anything like this. We've had, as you probably remember, you know, plenty of fires over in Wharton State Forest over the years. That's though sort of isolated to the forest area. The one in Marlton last week, you know, that was a concern. There's a lot of houses in the woods out there. And, you know, I woke up Sunday morning just like you. I'd taken my son to get his haircut, violently coughing in the driveway. I mean, it wasn't just like a little bit. It was bad. And I couldn't breathe. And I was like, all right, we're going to, you know, take care of this, but the rest of the day we're in until this clears out. Now, fortunately, when we got out from the haircut, it was back to pretty good condition, but that early morning area, it woke me up out of bed. I was in a dead sleep. I woke up like, what's that smell? What's that burning? And I didn't have any windows open. It was pretty nasty. So I can't remember the last time I've experienced anything like that.
And to that point, obviously the blazes are the main concern, but these lead to kind of a lot of ripple effects, including these air quality problems, like you said, where it's like waking you up going, what's going on?
Yeah. And that pile of smoke that we woke up to on Sunday, I don't know exactly what caused that, why that was, because, at that time, the Marlton fire, the Glassboro fires were pretty much under control. They were still burning, but they weren't spreading anymore. So they had been contained at that point. The worst of the fires were behind us. So there might have been some atmospheric conditions that contributed to that. I don't really know. I was talking to my dad. I tell him I thought that the fog held the smoke down, and that's part of what caused it. I have to talk to maybe the National Weather Service to confirm my little suspicion there. But this is all new for us. We're not used to this.
Do fire officials have any guidance for residents about dealing with the conditions and the fire threat?
Well, yeah, it's just so dry out there. Don't start any fires. It's November. It's football season. We love our fire pits, and hanging out outside at night with a fire pit is great, but now's not the time for that. They really want people to avoid any sort of fire for any reason at all. You just don't know where those embers are going to fly off to. And as we talked about, it just takes a little bit for it to get out of control real fast.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. That's KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty joining us. And we will have more of The Week in Philly coming up. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.